With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Going up against this Rams offense where Jared Goff has so many different weapons at his disposal, I guess, what do you see from this offense and how do you try to slow down what they do?
Just go back to your first fundamental, which was the eyes on your key, do your job, play your assignment. And then after that, then you can go chase the ball or do whatever, but just being disciplined with your eyes and just playing ball.
I know that you were dealing with a knee injury. How is that going? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. Like I said, it's just day to day, but yeah, I feel good though.
Awesome. Thanks, Ed.
Big Ed, Mookie Harkins, Waffle Sports 1080. Congratulations on the sack Sunday.
Told you I was going to get on the board early. And now it's just keep it going.
Right. I was hoping that you would double up, but, it was kind of tough, but you were still able to make some big plays in the clutch, especially that big one you put together off the hold that goal line down. So that was big. So I see you out there balling, but moving forward, man, this Rams offense with guys like.
Look at Austin, you talking about the defense Coleman, like I'm an offensive lineman or something.
We know you're athletic to do both, but, a little nasty to see you on this defense, but. That interior with Joe Notebloom and, Blythe, he was a three-time wrestling champion, man, and got the record for 143 pins. So how well are you prepared to go into battle with that interior matchup?
I'm glad we're not wrestling. Nah, I'm just playing. But it should be a good test. Like every week, you just go in as humble as possible and you do your research, you do your study, and just go out there and attack it. You use your techniques and fundamentals, which is a key thing with us and our program is just fundamentals and technique and assignment. So you just go in there with the same mindset, hey, and let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely, man. Well, good luck on on Sunday, man, and I appreciate your time. I got your halo, too.
Oh, yeah. I need that. Well, it's pretty bright in here today. I don't know what's going on.
They knew that you was coming on.
Right.
Good luck.
Hi, Ed. Jay Skirsky with the Buffalo News. Thanks for doing this today. When you were coming out in the draft, one of the names that was maybe used most often for a player comparison for you was pretty lofty, was Aaron Donald. Just what did you what do you make of being compared to a guy like that who's doing it at such a high level at your position?
It's a blessing, but it's also a curse to say, because he do it at such a high level. He been doing it at such a high level since he got into the league. So just being able to watch his tape and things like that, the little things I could take from his game and adding to mine, has helped me out a lot. It'll be interesting to watch him in person, the little times I do get to watch him in person. So like I said, I'm just ready to go play. But first and foremost, I got to worry about doing my job first before I even think about Aaron Donald. Yeah, it'd be cool to play him, be cool probably get a picture with him after the game, stuff like that. He a cool person and a good dude, but right now it's offense. Focus on the offense.
Did that put any added pressure on you, or does it put any added pressure on you? Because as you said, it's a blessing and a curse. This guy is maybe the – Josh Allen yesterday said he might be the best of all time to do it from that defensive tackle position. How did you view that? What did it add pressure to you?
What other people say about me really don't, it don't hold no way. I just focus on what I got to do. And like I say, man, it ain't about it ain't about Aaron Donald's, about us playing the Rams offense.
Yeah, and just the idea of being a defensive tackle that's maybe not as big as some other players at the position, but still having success. I mean, he has shown that he can do that, and you have come in and with the production that you've had in your first couple of years, have you looked at his game and any specifics of his game to see how he succeeds at a position where sometimes the guys are a little bit bigger than the way you guys are playing it?
It's really just the laws of physics. He's small and quick. They big and slower. So take something that's small and powerful. You got a big and powerful. Obviously, something that's small and powerful going to be, you know what I'm saying? So you just – and I mean, he's a technician. I mean, he's technician down, like, even from when you watch his hands to how they always manage to be inside of the guard's pads and things like that. And everything he do is just technician, but he's so much faster and quicker that – It makes it a lot easier. And I'm starting to see that now. Being a lot faster, it makes it a lot easier.
Cool. Thank you, Ed.
Hey, Ed. Adam from 7ABC. Thanks for taking the time. Just wondering, after you guys gave up 28 points to Miami, you guys only gave up that many once all of 2019. What, in your words, is it going to take to get the defense back on track, it being something that the Bills have kind of hung their hat on the last couple of years?
I think it's going to take, first of all, it's going to take all of 11 doing our 1-11, doing our job, focuses in on our assignment. And, that was very uncharacteristic, the Buffalo Bills defense. This week we should be a lot better as a whole, starting with me, myself, and we'll just go out there and let's play.
And with Tremaine and Matt looking good, what is that going to bring back to you guys, assuming they're good to go?
Just veteran linebacker presence is going to be back. Not to say that the young guys did not do their job. They did. They stepped in and did a damn good job. Well, what's his name? He's not even a young guy, but he stepped in and he did his job.
Thanks, Ed.
Can you describe – I mean, is it possible to describe just – how much more comfortable on field year two is compared to year one? I mean, so many guys going from, you know, year one, year two, it's just night and day. I mean, has it been that way for you, or how would you describe it?
For one, I'm a lot healthier this year than last year. So that's added confidence, you know, and I just feel like I've been here. I've been there, done that. Like last year, we played in every situation possible. So I don't think it's nothing that you can throw at us that just be out of the ordinary, whether it's playing from behind, playing from in front, guys we face and all different kind of runs and schemes and stuff like that. Like, I ain't going to say I've seen it all, but I've seen a lot more than I had coming into the league. So I just think I have a lot more knowledge this year, and I can play a lot more free.
And how much more comfortable, you know, people talk about comfort in a system. How much more comfortable in this system? You know, it's different from what you played at Houston. How much more comfortable are you in it?
Well, I can say at the end of last year, I started to, like, understand my role in the defense. So this year, I just picked up where I left off last year with my understanding of my job and things like that. And when you really understand what the coaches want out of you, make your job a whole lot easier.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, Ed. Thad Brown, WRC and Rochester, man. Good to see you. How difficult and how different are the three backs that the Rams have that they use? How hard is it to prepare with three different guys, and how different a guy is each particular running back?
Like I say, I go back to us doing what we have to do. I wouldn't say it doesn't matter who they put back there, because it definitely does. But it just comes back down to us doing our job, doing our assignment, knowing our opponent's strengths, knowing our opponent's weaknesses, and just going out there and attacking.
Is that kind of to say that it's not necessarily about the running back, but it's more about the scheme that the offense uses to run the ball?
Yeah, like I said, you got to understand your assignment within the defense, play good assignment football, gap sound, things like that, and then the rest will take care of itself.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.